It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Winter on the High Plains will put any gardener to the test. A developing pattern of brown and drab days, too seldom broken by thin dustings of dry snow, challenges the spirits of people who live for green. Dull fields of Milo stubble become raceways for tumbleweeds that left the starting gate in the Dakotas and will cross the finish line in the Texas Panhandle. Even our usually striking prairie skies look pale and wan, with wispy strings of anemic clouds floating in a graying bowl of Dickensian gruel. And our native cedar trees, which are supposedly evergreens, seem to take on the shade of old rusting car bodies in a stark lunar landfill. With the holidays gone, will color ever return to this gaunt landscape? Well, if you possess either the luck to have inherited or the wisdom to have planted a red twig dogwood, then your days will be colorful year-round. These wonderfully versatile shrubs are becoming one of our most popular landscaping choices, and for good reason. They're hardy to hard winters, fill spring and summer days with striking green and white foliage, and then drop their leaves in the fall, revealing red branches that provide a splash of color all winter. Dogwoods come in many shapes and sizes, from full-size trees with those famous southern blossoms to various shrubs that sport colorful foliage, soft pink or white blooms, or decorative bark in red and yellow hues. Although our winters are too severe for many dogwoods, the red twig seems to have no problem surviving, given common sense care. It does best if sheltered somewhat from strong winds, and it needs food, water, and mulch on a regular schedule. In order to show off its brilliant branches, put some thought and planning into the planting site. It needs a backdrop in order to look its best. A fresh, bright evergreen works well, but white really sets it off. It's often pictured standing against a sparkling snowdrift, but snowy backgrounds are rare on our part of the planet. Better to have a backup backdrop in mind. A white fence or wall will usually do the trick. The brighter red color appears on new growth, so after the shrubs reach their mature height of 5 feet, a yearly pruning and shaping will allow colorful new twigs to set off paler established branches. I planted 3 red twig dogwoods a few years ago in a flower bed bordering our garage. The first winter, the rabbits, desperate in a winter of dust, ate everything that contained any plant fiber, including my prized red dogwood stems. They resurfaced in the spring, and since then have spent their summers being bushy and luxuriant. Then they drop their foliage in the fall, revealing the stark red linear patterns against the white garage wall. On a gray day, as I head out to the compost pile and a survey of my lifeless sleeping garden, the sight of my rosy dogwoods can lift my spirits and assure me that this weather too shall pass. Spring, with all its color, will return. Until then, a splash of red in a sea of bland will have to suffice.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.